It's time for another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein, Robin Hood Radio's roving, rambling, wandering, intrepid reporter. We'll cut to the chase. What's going on out there, Ruth?
Well, on Sunday, we had a re-up of the Equus event. It got rained out on Saturday, which was a repeat from last year. The Equus Effect is it's a program that works with horses and has people who are first responders or vets or primarily to work with horses to help with, some have PTSD, some just need to get their feelings out. It's an incredible program. It's run by Jane Strong down on Drum Road in Sharon. And so on Sunday, they did a program, and they talk about it, and they bring out the horses. And it's quite touching listening to some of the people who have been helped by this program. And as one woman said, I had no idea it's right here in our backyard. I mean, it's really tucked away at the end of the road, and you wouldn't know it, but it's a very worthwhile and worthy program to support. So we were out there on Sunday, and anyone wishing to help support it is asked to make pledges and donate, as with anything, any other nonprofit. Beautiful horses and really a lovely event.
Yeah, they also are working with family as well now.
That's correct,
she
Mike.
Kind
yes.
of pushed
yes.
it out a little bit and thought they could use the same kind of a program. Mm-hmm. Just to throw in, people wanting to donate, it's the equuseffect.org.
Good, yeah. And they're starting to bring kids in. They had one little girl demonstrate how she works with the horses, and I'm sure there are kids who could benefit from this program as well.
Isn't it amazing how the horses respond to
it? Is
everybody?
It is amazing,
and that's what a lot of, I don't know what you want to call them, a lot of people who didn't spend time around horses or who don't get it about horses don't quite understand the connection between human and horse. But it is amazing.
Yeah, it's talking to one man who has been coming. It was started in 2008. This man came around 2014. He was a Vietnam vet, suffered from PTSD, and he said it was miraculous what that affected on him. And yeah, it's people who have never had any contact with horses, and yet this bond starts, and it's amazing.
It's there. way back in the day, there were lots of horses, but, we got out of the horse business, basically. And,
yeah.
And here we are. But so that bond gets so you said 2008, because I know, I think they've been there for 17 years?
Well, that's what Jane said. They started in 2008, small, and
well, then I remember that because that's right around the time we started Robin Hood Radio, the FM.
Mm-hmm.
And Jane was just figuring it out, and it was it was created, and there was a lot of support, and
yeah, and it's grown.
And it's grown, by leaps and bounds, essentially.
Right. So that was a nice event, and I'm glad. Obviously, couldn't do it on Saturday. Not quite as many people as probably would have come on Saturday, but still a good crowd and very encouraging and very supportive. September 9th is the final hearing for Wake Robin.
That's today.
And as we all know, this has been hearings on the proposal to expand the Wake Robin property into more cottages, a events bar, events, not called the barn anymore because it's part of the hotel. It's just a big expansion of what has been there all these years. As you can imagine, there have been protests and lots of concerns and even lawsuits and
petitions
and signs all over and
right. Bumper stickers. They had bumper stickers too.
Do they really?
Yeah.
So tonight's the end of that. You can, once that's over, no more input from anybody. No talking, no nothing.
Did you conclude how much time they have?
65 days.
Okay.
Yeah, to make a decision and come up with it. It's been really a focal point of Salisbury for, well, it's probably over a year now.
Were they still doing business up there, or is that place closed?
It looks to me like it's pretty well closed because the former owners sold it, and Aradev hasn't done anything with it, as far as I know.
And do we know when that was? I've just always been curious. That's not on my route, except but.
When it started, the first hearing, I get right before that, I guess,
okay.
When it first started going to P&Z, a couple of years, I guess, yeah. And Aradev is a big company that runs other resort-type facilities, and this has been quite the...
I was going
to say there are other issues going on in Salisbury, but this one is one that really has captured the attention of lots of people, even those who don't even live in the area. But it's become quite an emotional one as well.
It grew legs like a spider.
And it's certainly not just, as I say, not just the neighbors, but, it affects two roads as well. I mean, we have it.
And they're major roads.
It's coming, on 41 as well as Wells Hill. So it's been an interesting and long, long sessions. I mean, these hearings have gone on for hours and hours and hours. So we'll see what happens. I would imagine, and I'm guessing, totally guessing, but I don't think it'll take the whole 65 days. I don't think they're going to.
It would seem like everything's pretty much been aired out.
Yeah. I mean, I can't remember any. Thing that's ever gone the whole 65 days of you? I can't remember, but anyway.
Nothing of major consequence. Yeah, a lot of things do that, but they're smaller things.
Yeah. And coming up next Saturday, we have the Ag Fair in Cornwall, and that's always a really fun event. They bring out all the old machinery, and there's animals, and this is all up at the town green on Pine Street, and it's a throwback to yesteryear, and it's kind of fun. This is the only agricultural fair. Well, I shouldn't say that. No, that's not true. We have the Jack Brown Fair in East Canaan, but ag fairs are lots of fun, and this one has been going on for years and years, and I would highly recommend going out. It's a fun day, and Cornwall is very much attached to its agricultural heritage. And
going back to the horses, it doesn't hurt to be reminded of the connection to the agricultural heritage.
Yes.
Just helps.
Well, it's interesting. There was a talk about somebody complaining about chickens in the yard at one of the towns, I understand. And it gets back to when we had the rooster issue here in Kent. There was a neighbor who didn't like the fact that his neighbor had a rooster that crowed early in the morning. But the town was very strong because Kent, like many other towns, has this right to farm policy, and that seems to supersede everything else. So if you don't like the smell of manure or you don't like the crowing of roosters, you're in the wrong area.
It reminds me sort of initially of Lime Rock, you know, before they did the re. I'm simply talking about the people who lived in Lime Rock, and specifically the big Victorian, I believe, Martha Miller, they didn't like the noise.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, we have that all the time. We have people who move in and realize they don't like what.
Exactly. I'm sorry to interrupt, but it's just like it's a very, you know, my poor brain cannot accommodate that assumption. But it makes my head. I have to hold it to the side when I hear that. Like, okay, but it was here before you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but I'm here now. Okay.
The agriculture, too, has pretty much disappeared in our area when you think about it, because it used to be there were so many dairy farms here.
Mm-hmm.
Every field, it seemed like, had cows in it all the way along, or corn was growing, and now you see not a lot of that anymore.
Some abandoned
silos sitting around. Somebody's got a thing for silos. I've never quite figured that one out, but
they make fancy houses out of them.
Well, yeah, some of them just sit there abandoned. It's like, well, whatever. Yeah. But yeah, the heritage is what it is, because farming around here pretty much disappeared.
Yeah, we only just have it up in East Canaan with Freund's and Jack Ears and Carlson's. But
there they are, and we are very grateful.
Absolutely.
So,
I mean, there's
anyone who wants to get a reminder of why it's there and why we did it should probably check out what you've got going on in Cornwall.
Absolutely. Also in Cornwall next Saturday, there's a great library exhibit of work by Neil S. Stern. And he was a sculptor who eventually settled in Cornwall. I got to know his work because of his most famous is the sculpture of FDR down at the Roosevelt Memorial on the Mall in D.C. And he did at one time there was a real controversy because the memorial did not portray Roosevelt in a wheelchair, which everyone knew at that time that he really couldn't walk because of polio. And S. Stern did the sculpture that is there of Franklin Roosevelt and his little dog Fala in a wheelchair. And so S. Stern became quite, he was very well noted, but that really put him on the map. However, anyway, from 5 to 7, there is a reception for his work at the library, a showing, and it'll be going on for the next month. So there's something that, there's so many ties from the northwest corner to the national scene.
Very storied. We have very storied residents.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
If you just scratch the surface a little bit. So
this time of year, too, you're going to see a lot of small agricultural fairs throughout the area. Because I know up in South Egremont, they've got one coming up at a farm they have. I'm trying to think of the name of it. I can't spit it out right now, but
but you've also got the big ones, so you know, pay attention to the small ones.
The Big E.
The Big E. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
We've already had Litchfield, so Goshen. Goshen. Hello, turn on your brain this morning.
Yeah.
Goshen.
And I've never been to Bridgewater, but I guess that's a pretty big one too. But Goshen, and so. It's that time of year, and it's a beautiful time of year to be celebrating agriculture. Absolutely.
That's right. The perfect time in the fall.
All harvest.
And so we also have all kinds of selectmen's meetings coming up and boards of finance and planning and zoning. We're back in after the summer hiatus and back to work. So back to school, lots of school things going on. So we're revving up again.
The one in South Egremont I was thinking of is called Greenagers. They have a farm up there that teenagers learn all about the farming and other things. which is really a fascinating nonprofit situation, but that's the one I was talking about.
Oh, that's great. Terrific. Yeah.
And we mustn't forget New York State, so we'll just say, oh, and New York State on the other side, because probably every one of their...
Yeah, they've had their Dutchess County Fair, but you've got the New York
Columbia
State
County Fair. You have, sheep, I mean, they
sheep and wool will be coming up in October over there, so, and that's a big one.
And last Tuesday we had Tuesday at 7 program at the South Canaan Meeting House, put on by the Falls Village Canaan Historical Society. Those are fabulous talks. They go from all sorts of topics. And Bill Segala from Canaan was there talking about stunt flying that he and his dad did, as people may well know. Stanley Segala was an incredible aerobatic flyer, and then his son took it on afterwards. And Bill gave a fascinating talk. He had people mesmerized about stunt flying and what they did. And Stan is gone. Bill has now retired, but an amazing, amazing feat that they did. And they really put them on the map. They became very well known internationally even. So that was a great talk. South Canaan Meeting House is a great venue for talks. And those are free. And they have 4 over the summer, and next year they're probably going to be concentrating on the 250th anniversary of our country. So I'm looking forward to seeing what goes on there. And I think
that
covers what we've done.
All right. Well, we should fire the starting gun because, again, back in business.
Back in business. Here we are.
All right. Well, Ruth, we thank you for your diligence, for your intrepidness, and for your roaming. And we will talk to you next time.
Very good.
And thank you very much, Ruth Epstein, Robin Hood Radio's rambling, roving, etc. reporter on Robin Hood Radio.